Hey guys, this is Kelsey. Oh my gosh, try it again. All right.
Hey, what's up? This is Cambry.
This is Kelsey.
And you're listening to New Culture. Woo! Okay, so we've been gone.
For a long time.
We really have.
We haven't made our lives together, but we're back.
Yeah, it's been since November, honestly.
Heck yeah, before the pop-up.
Was it before?
Yeah, because we didn't even recap the pop-up.
Wow.
Sorry, we just had to. It was, you know, Christmas, all the holidays. So we're back. It's 2018.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a lot of new, interesting stuff that's going on. But we did want to come and talk to you guys, just for the simple fact, we miss you.
Yeah, and a lot of you guys listen to us too, which is awesome. Thank you so much for all the support.
Yes, even though we've been gone and slacking on our. Yeah, I mean, right now I'm eating popcorn, so like I'm probably but anyways, a few exciting things. So if you are in Fort Wayne, we're having an open mic.
Yes.
January 31st. It's on a Wednesday. So we got the club going up on a Wednesday. Open mic going up on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. So anyways, what's kind of been going on for me, you know, really just, I guess, just a lot of self-development and trying to figure out what I want to do. Because I feel like 2017, even though I made some great connections, I really was all over the place creatively. It was like, oh yeah, I'm going to make music. Oh yeah, I want to do this. I want to do that. But then, okay, nope, we're about to cut this short because, you know, like, I don't want to do that. Even though I still want to do everything, but I want to ride projects out in their entirety. And so when I feel that they are done, I guess, instead of stopping things just because I get sidetracked and I'm trying to do something else at the same time. So I think that'll be a big thing for me this year. I have a couple things coming up, but I mean, I don't want to steal the floor because I feel like I'm just talking. So
you're fine. You tell
Go ahead, Kelsey. Go ahead.
2017 was hard. It was hard. But we had some good things come out of it. Of course, we had the pop-up, which went really well. We had the after party also, which shout out to Matthias Young for coming and performing at the after party.
We love you.
Yes. I think he's cooking up some new stuff too. So you guys should definitely go follow him.
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm just going to plug him right quick as I'm eating this popcorn. Dreams of My Death EP. Don't know when it's coming out, but go follow him on Instagram at Matthias Young.
Yes.
And you'll know more because he's very secretive. He don't tell me nothing.
No. He's been dropping some songs to hold us over though. I've been peeping it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we sold, well, the vendors, the artists, I should say, sold a lot of things. We made a lot of connections. The whole point about the pop-up, even if you didn't sell anything, was to make a connection so you could probably like get a commission later on down the line. I know, I think it's Dakota Rinking. His dad was there, and I don't know if it came from the pop-up or not, but he is in, his work is in the mall, in that unique shop. I can't remember. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not saying he got it from the pop-up, but
I mean, you know, we would like to take credit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And shout out to him, too, because he started his new thing with his hats and such, too. He's such a great guy. So inspiring. But, yeah, the pop-up was good. The after party was good. We're really trying to kick stuff off this year, especially with the open mic. Yeah, so I think my plans is just to keep connecting, keep plugging, keep trying to get people to move to their maximum potential. Definitely going to do the pop-up again. I'm actually meeting this Sunday to get in the works again.
Yay.
I think this might be the last one here at Fort Wayne, and we might move to Indy next. I'm trying to tour with it, but I'm gonna keep the rest under hush hush so I won't jinx myself. But yeah, that's pretty much what it is for right now. So also, with the open mic, all the proceeds is going to a project that Cambry is doing called All About Hair.
Yes.
It's a real cool project. Why don't you go ahead and explain it to the listeners?
So, the All About Hair project is about diversifying and normalizing Black beauty in the beauty industry. So, pretty much what I want to do, I want to create 90s-inspired hair ads and hair posters featuring the next young up-and-coming black creatives. I'm hoping to have some great people that I've just, you know, met online. Honestly, you know, because, I mean, internet is, like, the wave, I guess. I mean, it's been, like, it's a really good tool. So, anyways, just connecting with them, you know, and having them show up and model. We are shooting this project in New York, so we won't be, this won't be a Midwest or, you know, a Fort Wayne-based thing. But not only will this be good, you know, for those people that are in New York, because it won't be people from, I mean, it won't just be people from New York in the project. Because news, I guess, well, I'm going to Fashion Week. I guess I should say that.
I know, but I'm
going to Fashion Week. So not only out of the convenience, but just, you know, New York is such a cultural hub just for people around the world. You know, there's, you know, somebody right there that I know from London. You know, there's people that are that I know that are in New York, you know, from LA right now. Just matter of fact, you know, North Carolina, even people from Indiana that are in New York. So it's going to feature a lot of different people. You know, I really wanted to do this project. It's been a passion project of mine for some time to do something like this, but I guess I had to figure out what I wanted to do. And this year I was just like, you know what, I'm gonna go for it. And yeah, so basically the open mic will be supporting that. You know, that's really, that money will go to, you know, booking the studio. I don't have to rent lighting equipment now, thank God. But you know, renting a backdrop, things like that. And, you know, paying a stylist, you know, all the things that we might need during that project is what that's going towards. So if you come out, you know, support, it's $5 to sign up, $5 to attend. If you pay the $5 to sign up, no, you don't have to pay the $5 to attend. That's what I've heard. So anyways, just that will really help out. You know, also there is a donation site that I will leave in the description once this is posted, I guess. I don't know, that really doesn't make sense. But anyways, I'll leave the description below, the link in the description below, that's what I meant to say. I'll leave that if you guys want to go and donate. So right now, if you donate $100, you will actually be an executive producer on the project. So if that is something that you want to do, then go and do that. So, but you don't have to leave $100. Any amount helps. There's a way that you can, you know, actually just donate whatever amount you want to donate. Like I said, everything is appreciated. So yeah,
I'm just super excited because me coming from going to the hair shop with my mom all the time and sitting there countless hours just to get my hair done. Like, I feel like hairstylists, especially in the black community, that not unappreciated, but it needs to be more light shed on it. And I'm like super excited to help out with this project. And
well, and it's, you know, hair is such a big thing in the black community, mm-hmm. that, you know, especially in today's society, of way that the beauty standards have been changing for the better.
Well, yeah,
but I mean, honestly, it's because like the old people up at the top are starting to kick the bucket. But you know, beauty standards have been changing, but it's not where I want them to be, and I don't think it's really where anybody wants them to be, especially, you know, for black women. So I feel like, you know, showcasing, you know, black hairstyles and just different black hair textures in general, mm-hmm. is really great. And you know, I don't want to necessarily just shine on natural hairstyles, you know, because I love a good wig now. Like, so you know, but you gotta give it up to those girls too, because you know, like, you know, wigs, weaves, all that plays such a big part, you know, in who, I mean, in what black culture is. And yeah, you know, they mean a significant amount of things to black women in general. So that's just how I feel about that, I guess.
Well, your money is going towards a great cause. If you do decide to step out to the open mic. Plus, Fort Wayne don't have nothing to do on Wednesday night, so you be at home just in enough time to get some sleep for work the next morning. So, yeah.
Open mic is Wednesday, January 31st, 7 to 10 at CS3. You can go to ncopenmic.eventbrite.com if you want to purchase tickets in advance. If not, we'll see you at the door.
Yeah, your girl might be performing something. Ooh. I might be doing a little jig, a little break dance. Boy, I ain't gonna go out there and pronounce all them names. That's all I'm gonna do. Be like, and coming to the stage is Kim Rehicks. Like,
I'm not even trying to do
my thing. We might meet. You never know. Me and Kim, we might get on the track together. I could be like, Kid Cudi, be like, No, for real. I might, you know, you never know. I might be a poet in the making or something. You never know. You don't ever know with Camry and Kelsey. It's always something. We always coming up with something.
So.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, so much for hanging in there. Thanks for coming back to listen to us. It's 2018, a new year, and we're going to have big teams coming.
Yes. All right. That's it.
Y'all have a good week.
Catch y'all in the next one. Bye. I hate you so much.